Welcome to this daily PBJ devotional. This devotional is about Matthew chapter 3. In those days, John the Baptist came, preaching in the wilderness of Judea, and saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near." This is he who was spoken of through the prophet Isaiah. A voice of one calling in the wilderness, "Prepare the way for the Lord, and make straight paths for him." John wore a garment of camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist. His food was locusts and wild honey. People went out to him from Jerusalem and all Judea and the whole region around the Jordan. Confessing their sins, they were baptized by him in the Jordan River. But when John saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming to his place of baptism, he said to them, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the coming wrath? Produce fruit, then, in keeping with repentance. And do not presume to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our father.' For I tell you that out of these stones God can raise up children for Abraham. The axe lies ready at the root of the trees, and every tree that does not produce good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. I baptize you with water for repentance. But after me will come one more powerful than I, whose sandals I am not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather his wheat into the barn, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire." At that time, Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to be baptized by John. But John tried to prevent him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?" "Let it be so now," Jesus replied. "It is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness in this way." Then John permitted him. As soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water. Suddenly the heavens were opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and resting on him. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." This is God's word. I'm always surprised whenever I meet a Christian who has never been baptized. Years ago, the other elders in a former church and I met with a woman who had never been baptized because she had a fear of water. With a lot of patience and God's grace, she did get baptized. But her case was an unusual one in my experience. It's more common that a believer will struggle with a form of stage fright that keeps them from getting baptized, especially if the church requires those getting baptized to share their testimony first or make some affirmation of faith. So in other words, it isn't the fear of water, it's the fear of people. Stage fright and fear of water are personal issues that are not connected to someone's desire to follow Christ in obedience. So those don't surprise me. The person with those feelings just needs some help and some encouragement. The kind of resistance to baptism that surprises me is when a Christian has no real reason not to be baptized. They just don't want to do it. Since baptism is symbolic of their salvation rather than required for salvation, some believers may think that it is optional. It isn't optional. It's commanded by Christ himself. Here in Matthew chapter 3, even Jesus got baptized. His baptism was the baptism of John, which is not precisely the same as Christian baptism. John's baptism was symbolic of a changed mind about sin. In other words, it symbolized repentance, as we saw in verse 6 and verse 11. Jesus had no need to change his mind about sin because he never sinned. Therefore, there was no need for him to be baptized with John's baptism. Yet, Jesus did get baptized. When John balked at Jesus' request to be baptized, Jesus told him, "It is proper for us to do this to fulfill all righteousness." We saw that in verse 15. In other words, Jesus told him, "Hey, John, it's the right thing to do. If you haven't been baptized after becoming a believer in Christ, you need to be baptized. Christ commanded it. And the church needs to know that you belong with us by faith." Jesus didn't need to be baptized, but he got baptized anyway. If Jesus was willing to be baptized, even though he didn't need it, What's stopping you from being baptized? And so let me encourage you. First of all, if you're not part of a local church, find one that's teaching God's word and is faithful to Christian doctrine. And then get baptized and get involved. Jesus was baptized, and you should be baptized too. So start planning for that now, and I'll see you next time. May God bless you. Hope you have a great day today.